You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. With art galleries across the country locking their doors in the face of the pandemic, one local gallery has found a way to still share their latest exhibition with the community. The Eaton Gallery in downtown Bloomington is showing The Illuminated Pages of Ours right in their front windows. This street-facing show was curated by Pamela Eaton, who, along with Herb Eaton, is the co-owner of the gallery. 11 artists are featured with works interpreting illuminated manuscripts. Pamela Eaton says the inspiration for the show came from a trip to Trinity College in Ireland, where they viewed the Book of Kells. They also visited the Newberry Library in Chicago, where they were captivated by an illuminated manuscript.
And we actually had the opportunity to turn the pages of a 14th century Book of Hours. And we were so transformed with that, the imagery and the scripture. And so we came back from Ireland. I said, you know what, Herb? I think we need to do an exhibit in our gallery and do an invitational where we invite some local artists to do a narrative interpretation of their style in their words, in their font, and their illustrations. And we're going to do a gather at the gallery with the exhibit. The exhibit was going to be on the wall. We were going to have a first Friday for April, which was Artist Invitational. I thought, great. And then it was Slow Art Day, and I thought, oh, that's great. We'll have people come in. And what I had done was I had bought some three-minute egg timers. And the plan was to have people sit in front of some of the pieces of the art with a three-minute timer, turn it over, and really look at the workmanship and the story that was being told with their illustration and see if they could get more of an insight on what the artist wanted, what their feelings were in this expression of their work, and then if they could match the work with one of the artists that was listed on the side. But when things came up and we had to close the gallery down, I thought so much work had been put into this, we're going to take it to the front window.
So tell me about the artists that you selected to create works for the Illuminated Pages of Ours.
I wanted a mix, both male and female. I also wanted a mix of styles, and I wanted a mix of personalities so that the community, if they know enough about the art world in the downtown Bloomington area especially, that they might be able to identify certain pieces to match with the artist. So I had invited actually about 20 different artists to send in work for this show, knowing that maybe I would get 50%. And so the artists that I have are, most of them are downtown artists, or at least, you know, local artists in the community. Some normally work in wood, some are photographers, some are painters. So I thought I had a good range and a good mix of mediums and styles.
So what sort of themes are the artists exploring in the work that they created for this show?
It's a wide mix of themes. I'm going to read one of the quotes from the piece that Jeannie Breitweiser did. And Jeannie's piece that she has in the window is In God We Trust. And when I asked her to do this piece, she wrote back and she said, Pam, this is a great opportunity for me to share my thoughts and use my art as a vehicle to drive my feelings to the viewer now that I know I will have an audience. And she was able to share her feelings without having to verbalize them. The art speaks for itself. And I think in Rick Harney's, it's the same thing. He, as with my husband, they both went to parochial schools when they were young. And I think there was this image of how do they see themselves. And I think if you look at both Rick's piece, which is Maybe He Wasn't So Bad After All, and then Herb's piece, The Simpleton's Dilemma, you can kind of get a feeling of what story are they trying to tell me? And that's what I wanted the audience to see when they view this work is, what are these artists telling me with their illustration or with their verbiage? And then Mary Jo Adams, those of you who know Mary Jo Adams, she's a photographer. She does a lot of photographs of nature, and hers is very simple, in the woods, because every day she takes a walk in the woods. And her imagery are feathers, acorns, leaves. And so, again, it shares her personality and what's important to her and the work that she produced.
One of the things that always struck me about illuminated manuscripts, Pam, was the use of silver and gold. I mean,
literally.
Silver and gold. Do we have a lot of metallics showing up in the works in the show?
Yes, in Doug Osborne's, especially VM, his piece is Marzipan. I like what he wrote on his piece. If life gives you almonds, make marzipan. If life gives you peaches, marry a cobbler. So he has the gold background with the M in the middle. And then Joanne Getzinger has used gold leaf on her piece. Then Janine Baird, who did a beautiful one called Peace, she has the Irish Trinity in the upper right-hand corner, which represents Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And then she has a lot of the gold paper that she uses. She does a lot of collage of paper. Melanie Chalotot, who has done the piece called Our Blinded Nature, she's used a lot of found objects, kind of a steampunk style. So it has the shine as well. So yes, the artist, pretty much all of them have some kind of a metallic material that they've used in their art piece.
Well, anyone who puts together an art exhibition knows that it's not done overnight. It's something that is planned for months and months and months. And there you would put all this work into commissioning, essentially, work from local artists to have this show, The Illuminated Pages of Ours, and then the virus hit and put a big crimp in your plans. Pamela, tell me about your reaction when you realized that your plans were going to have to change, and change quickly.
Well, Jane Osborne helped me put this show together and then helped do the photography work. And she said, are we still going to do this show? And then Rick Harney kept saying, Pam, are you sure we're going to pull this off and get this done? And I said, I made a vow to myself that I will do this show. And we've had our gallery for 20 years, and I said, I will come up with some kind of a concept to make this happen. And so Herb and I were talking, and I said, Herb, we've got the front window. I said, we're going to have to attempt to work together and make some kind of a staging so that we can actually show all 11 pieces in the window, combination hung and combination on the easels. And I said, it's going to be, you know, springtime. People are going to need to be outside and walking and biking. And I said, this might be an opportunity for more people to actually see this exhibit than would if we even had it inside the gallery.
So it sounds like you got almonds and you made marzipan.
You bet I did. We did an art cobbler, Laura. We put all the fruits and the labor together, and we're displaying it in the Eaton Gallery window on Center Street. And the gallery, we decided the show would be up for about 3 weeks. So we will keep it up through April the 20th. So those people who want to get outside and take a walk or bike ride, or the other thing is the post office mailboxes for dropping off mail are just not too many feet from our window. So as people are waiting in line to put their mail in the boxes, they also have an opportunity to just look over their shoulder and see the exhibit in the gallery window.
That's great. Pay the electric bill and get a little culture as well.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that Herb and I are pretty adamant about is we always believe that you can find enrichment in your own backyard if you're willing to take the time to notice it. And we have so many talented artists in this community, not just visual artists, but musicians and writers and poets and actors. And we sort of need to celebrate what those gifts are and be willing to share them. Even in this time of stress, it's a good way to take your mind off something and try to find some hope and hopefully faith and move forward.
That's Pamela Eaton from the Eaton Gallery. The Illuminated Pages of Ours continues through April 20th. You can see photos from the show on our website at wglt.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.